you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello. Oh, it's a wonderful day. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can listen online live, kslm.news. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We're news that you can use, and we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And I want to remind you that you can certainly let me know what's going on. If you have a potential interview, something going on in your community, please email me, stacy@kslm.news. And in our effort to encourage, empower, educate, and keep you involved right here in our wonderful community, I continue to bring people on the air with me who are moving and making things happen in our community. And as you know, my friend, we've been about a little over a week now of the additional mandate, and you never know what governor's going to do again to constrain our activity. And it feels like, I don't know about you, and I've said this before, and maybe you're getting tired of it, I apologize, but it feels like we don't really have a governor. Maybe more like a governess, maybe more like a nanny, maybe more like a mean stepmother who's constraining us from our activities, and now it's even reaching into our homes. And I'm really concerned. Of course, all my children are promoted out of the house, and now I have grandchildren, and I just think, I don't know how your parents are dealing with it or how your kids and the grandkids are dealing with it, but to know that five-year-olds and above have to wear a mask, it just really bothers me to know that when you go to the gym and you're indoors and you're running on that treadmill or trying to be healthy and fit, and yet you have to wear a mask. It makes me not very motivated and want to go work out. I want to be honest, and I feel really bad for those that own gyms because I'm sure people aren't going to show up, and that hurts and affects their business. Now we're just weeks away from when school should start, and we're listening to our president say, hey, schools need to start. We need to get back going. Kids need to get back to school. It's important not only for their education, but it's also important for their emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And parents all over the board are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And I am so excited to bring on the air with us today Suzanne Gallagher, who has been working with parental rights here in Oregon and all across the country. I thank you, Suzanne, for coming back on the air with me. How are you doing today?
Oh, terrific. Stacy Ann, this is such a privilege to be on your show. And I just appreciate all the help that you have given us in the past in getting the word out. And that is the biggest challenge, of course. Yes, I'm looking forward to our time together. I know you have a list of items that you want to get to. So,
yes, and I'm excited.
Let's rock.
Yeah, let's get after it, right? I'm excited about the fact that, and I talk about this a lot, Suzanne, about how we can curse at the darkness and we can call out all the terrible things that are going on. And certainly it's moving so fast. And our rights as human individuals, along with our rights as parents, seem to be just fading away. And we're thinking, wait a minute, we live in a state and a country that has a state constitution and a national constitution, and it's like they don't even care anymore. Talk to me a little bit about what you're finding out on the ground. What are you hearing from parents with all of these updated mandates that are going on? What are you hearing from parents?
Well, number one, just like you said, they're in a dilemma. I mean, we get into our routines, and I have my personal routines. I shop certain places, then I go to the gym, and, you know, we're into our routine. Mm-hmm. And as citizens in this country, we believe that's a given right, that we should have the right to choose how we use our time, where we go, et cetera, who we do business with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choice. Uh-huh. We love choice.
Right.
Well, now we have choice if we bow down a certain way. Then we have the choice. But it's not, I mean, even eating in a restaurant, how silly is this? So we were traveling for the last 2 weeks. We were out of the country. We were in Mexico for several nights.
Oh,
and then we moved on to Dallas, Texas. where I met with a group of parents who want to start a parents' rights and education chapter in the state of Texas. How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
And, you know, we think Texas, oh, Texas doesn't have any of the onerous things going on that we do. Well, actually, yes, they do. They're not allowed to visit with their dying relatives in the hospital because of the COVID restrictions. I mean, this is... It doesn't make sense,
right?
And there's a sense amongst parents, and I mean everyone, that you know I have a pretty good sense of reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I don't make the best decisions all the time, but given enough information, I will do what is necessary to protect myself and my family,
right?
Okay, but now. I have the sense that they don't care what I think. In fact, they don't think I even have a brain, because they're putting these onerous restrictions that should be determined by you and me individually, based upon the amount of risk that we want to take. Where that because that choice, and you know. Our leaders, they say they believe in choice, but actually now they're really proving that they don't. They have absolutely proven that to me. They don't believe in choice. They believe in control.
That's right. And they believe that they know better somehow. And what I'm frustrated about, and even watching at the press conferences, is it's like based on the science, but the method doesn't match what they're telling. And when I find out, and I talk to OHA, some of their press people or whatever, their media release people, and I had questions. And when they're adding presumptive numbers in, and they can't tell me which ones are for sure confirmed cases and which is presumptive. And then when I ask them if they go back and change the ones that end up being negative and they tell me no, I question everything now. I have no, and yet now they're making whole policies and changing and upending each school district and how we're doing this. And then you see these teacher unions coming out and saying, we're not going back to the classroom. It's too hard. Oh. It's too dangerous. I just don't understand it.
Okay. So here's the thing. So who is really in control? I mean, we have to look around and say, wait a minute, where is the power?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the power? We know that parents are not welcome at school board meetings. I mean, they're welcome to come. They smile, they nod, they come up and shake your hand, the superintendents, et cetera, et cetera. They're ingratiating themselves to us.
Right.
But they're not listening to us. Okay. They don't care what we think, because when we look at how they vote, and they just go ahead and do whatever they want, pretty much. And then they might throw us a few bones like, oh, well, you can opt out, and we'll let you know ahead of time, la, la, la. But they are moving forward with their agenda, okay? So we are led to believe, on the surface, that we matter.
Right.
But they're thinking, and behind closed doors, they believe that they have control of not only of the parents, but of our children. Because once those kids walk through the doors, we don't really know what's going on. And we have seen interviews of teachers, you know, on the street kind of interviews, that they're not really even teaching from the textbooks when it comes to history and civics. So if they're not teaching from the textbooks when it comes to those things, are they really following the curriculum, or do they have another agenda?
That's exactly right.
And now
right.
it's not just sexuality teaching. It's all the way across the board. And it has, and recently, as you know, in Oregon, we had an issue with Beaverton, Lake Oswego, Sherwood. Let's see.
Several schools, right?
And I think there's another school district that had. We put out an email news alert on this. They are promoting the BLM agenda or critical race theory. You know, the whole racial thing. Mm-hmm. They're saying now, well, we want to teach our kids not to be racist, and they're in their post on the websites. They're telling parents, teachers, and whoever will read it what they can do about the race issue. And they include telling them how to vote.
That's right.
Vote for Democrats, vote against conservatives, mm-hmm. and if you have a choice between, you know, two people and one is a person of color, vote for that person. Vote out all white people.
Whoa. So now let me stop you there, because okay. listeners, do you really understand what she just said? On a public school information website, they are telling people how to think and how to vote, which is a violation mm-hmm. on many levels of how the education. Now, just flip that.
Yeah.
Say if we said mm-hmm. stuff about supporting our president and voting mm-hmm. only Republican or whatever. Can you imagine the outrage? Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to do this. Now, step back.
Right.
Step back one more. Back a little bit more in more of a helicopter view. The person, mm-hmm. if I understand this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, the person who instigated this is tied also to the Oregon Health Authority. Is that not correct? Do you know?
You know, I don't know specifically.
Mm-hmm. He's on the Sherwood School Board.
The individuals, but yes, mm-hmm. but it, yes, but so in it started out in the Sherwood District where mm-hmm. they noticed it, mm-hmm. and then other people reported, oh yeah, well it's on the Beaverton, oh it's on their website too, and then somebody else thought, oh yeah, well we're seeing that in Lake Oswego. So I have to assume that this is coming down from the top, mm-hmm. and that all of these school districts are encouraged. Now, they do have some autonomy, but most of them, especially those closer to the higher population cities, are going to go along to get along.
Yes.
And so they published something that was Black Lives Matter sanctioned, I would say. I don't know even where it originated.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
did publish the actual specific verbiage pertaining to the recommendations about who to give money to, donate. They basically said donate to donate to Black Lives Matter, and you know the money goes to a variety of organizations. But you know that in itself is not illegal, except that it is illegal, period, for the school districts to take a biased viewpoint. A politically biased viewpoint. They are to be neutral. And of course, we know they're not neutral in the teaching, even the teaching in the classroom. These are sort of little situations that have happened. But this was very blatant because it's on their website. And it sat there for about a month.
Well, and we're not,
somebody
and we're not
read through
right.
it.
And we're not mm-hmm. on those websites. People are networking behind the scenes. The educators and the people that are in the field are educating,
right.
working behind the scenes. And we're not on those websites as parents and grandparents because we're trying to figure out how to even do education at home when we're trying to work
exactly.
from home and all these other things. As we continue the conversation, I want us to talk a little more on what organizations are forming and how people can get involved in the parental rights. We'll be right back after this. Stay on the line, Susan, and we'll get after this, okay? You're listening.
Super, thank you.
We're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together, we are stronger than COVID. Together, we are stronger than all this opposition and things that are trying to grab our kids. What are we going to do about it? You and I, we can be a part of the solution. We'll get back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and we're continuing the conversation today. So glad to have you along. We're visiting with Suzanne Gallagher, who is with Parental Rights. Suzanne, what's the name of your organization? I should probably say it correctly.
Okay, it's Parents with an apostrophe.
Uh-huh.
So that's possessive. Parents, multiple, and possessive. Parents' rights.
Yes.
In education.
Parents.
So we specialize in K through 12
mm-hmm.
Minors. Okay, so it's about minors and their parents and their rights within the educational system. which now, of course, does include, as we mentioned earlier, it now, because of what schools are doing and the fact that their social service agency is providing medical care and mental health counseling, I mean, they're deciding that the kids need their mental health counseling. And it's all without parents' knowledge or consent. We all know instinctively that this is wrong, that there are kids, and we should be the ones who have the final say. So that's the name of our organization, Parents' Rights in Education.
What is your website?
It's parentsrightsined.com.
And are you on Facebook as well or other social media?
Yes, we have. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and we are forming multiple Facebook groups based on locality. So various states are asking to be added, and they're forming alliances within the states and with us under our banner. And anybody who's interested in that, we really encourage you to go on our website and click on the tab that says Join Us and fill out the form and give us some information about why you're doing that. Do you just want to receive our email alerts? Do you want to get involved? Do you want to bring other parents, you know, into that dynamic? Next Thursday, Thursday the 30th, I am hosting a conference call with individuals who have done so. So I'm going to be setting up these conference calls on a regular basis in the future with parents all over the country. So it's very exciting.
Let's pause for a second. State that again. What time on Thursday? I'm going to cut this out and edit this segment, which I can.
Are you?
So this is going to air on the 30th. So let's say, what time is your call and could people join you today?
Well, I don't want them joining us. We have to vet people.
Gotcha. Later today I'm going to have a call, but in the future if you're interested in joining something like that.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught myself. Because
yep,
of that.
You
Wait
did.
A minute,
yep, it's in the
airing?
Future. Yep, so go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, just say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's very exciting is that now we are scheduling regular conference calls, national conference calls, with parents all around the country. And those calls are going to be scheduled on Thursdays at noon Pacific time. And of course, that's dynamic. We can also tailor the call times to accommodate other people's schedules in various parts of the country. So please indicate that what your interest is. We will contact you by telephone first. We care about who's in our inner circle, so we need to know that these are people that we can trust and that are truly on our team.
And so
please,
you have these coalitions all popping up and parents that are having issues and they're coming against some opposition. Are you working with some groups with some legal counsel that can assist parents in different areas and districts? What do you know about that?
Absolutely. In fact, we are working with a new, it's literally brand new, legal team, nonprofit organization. They provide free legal help. Well, it's free to us, but, you know, there is a cost associated.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's paying for it, okay, because
right.
They're a nonprofit organization. But these are individuals who are coming at the law from a parental rights standpoint. In the past, we've worked with many other wonderful organizations, and they've done a great job for us. But they are coming at it from a religious rights perspective. And unfortunately, a lot of the issues that we deal with, well, not unfortunately, but just it's a fact,
mm-hmm.
that many of our issues do not have a religious liberty component. I don't know if that makes sense. But we're not winning these battles because we are unique. We're talking about parents' rights, just the fact that you have, that you are the parent of the child, that you have responsibility for that child, and you have a say in what that child is listening to, is hearing, et cetera, in the public schools. And so what's so cool now is that they are representing us in a lawsuit against Dallas school districts. It's a privacy, a student privacy issue having to do with restrooms and locker rooms. And they are submitting a writ and asking for the for SCOTUS, for the Supreme Court, to take on our case. And so we are praying fervently that they will accept our case. So this is way, way, way exciting.
And who would have known, you know, when I think about my grandparents and my parents raising their children and then us, the grandchildren, in a sense, that we would ever have to worry about these kinds of threats in education. They were more concerned with haircuts and dresses and dress code and things like that. You look at movies from the 50s and 60s and you think that was the issue of the day. And look at where we're at. Fast forward all these years. Tell me that there's not some sort of agenda involved here, right? And
they're very upfront and outspoken about it. They, you know, it's not a secret. Where the public schools stand, they do have a progressive agenda. I mean, and now even more so than ever, Stacey Ann, it's just like they, all of a sudden, and through the COVID crisis, they have just completely come out of the closet in their progressive political bias.
Well, it's time for us to do something and be a part of the solution. Even if you don't have kids anymore in school, we can be a part of the solution. We'll be back and continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this day and every day. We'll be back after this.
And thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacey Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello. Oh, it's a wonderful day. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can listen online live, kslm.news. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We're news that you can use, and we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And I want to remind you that you can certainly let me know what's going on. If you have a potential interview, something going on in your community, please email me, stacy@kslm.news. And in our effort to encourage, empower, educate, and keep you involved right here in our wonderful community, I continue to bring people on the air with me who are moving and making things happen in our community. And as you know, my friend, we've been about a little over a week now, the additional mandate, and you never know what governor's going to do again to constrain our activity. And it feels like, I don't know about you, and I've said this before, and maybe you're getting tired of it, and I apologize, but it feels like we don't really have a governor. Maybe more like a governess, maybe more like a nanny, maybe more like a mean stepmother who's constraining us from our activities, and now it's even reaching into our homes. And I'm really concerned. Of course, all my children are promoted out of the house, and now I have grandchildren, and I just think, I don't know how your parents are dealing with it or how your kids and the grandkids are dealing with it, but to know that five-year-olds and above have to wear a mask, it just really bothers me to know that when you go to the gym, and you're indoors and you're running on that treadmill or trying to be healthy and fit, and yet you have to wear a mask. It makes me not very motivated to want to go work out. I'm going to be honest, and I feel really bad for those that own gyms because I'm sure people aren't going to show up, and that hurts and affects their business. Now we're just weeks away from when school should start, and we're listening to our president say, hey, schools need to start. We need to get back going. Kids need to get back to school. It's important not only for their education, but it's also important for their emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And parents all over the board are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And I am so excited to bring on the air with us today Suzanne Gallagher, who has been working with parental rights here in Oregon and all across the country. I thank you, Suzanne, for coming back on the air with me. How are you doing today?
Oh, terrific. Stacey Ann, this is such a privilege to be on your show, and I just appreciate all the help that you have given us in the past in getting the word out, and that is the biggest challenge, of course. Yes, I'm looking forward to our time together. I know you have a list of items that you want to get to. So,
yes, and I'm excited.
Let's rock.
Yeah, let's get after it, right? I'm excited about the fact that, and I talk about this a lot, Suzanne, about how we can curse at the darkness and we can call out all the terrible things that are going on. And certainly it's moving so fast. And our rights as human individuals, along with our rights as parents, seem to be just fading away. And we're thinking, wait a minute, we live in a state and a country that has a state constitution and a national constitution, and it's like they don't even care anymore. Talk to me a little bit about what you're finding out on the ground. What are you hearing from parents with all of these updated mandates that are going on? What are you hearing from parents?
Well, number one, just like you said, they're in a dilemma. I mean, we get into our routines, and I have my personal routines. I shop certain places. Then I go to the gym, and, you know, we're into our routine. Mm-hmm. And as citizens in this country, we believe that's a given right, that we should have the right to choose how we use our time, where we go, et cetera, who we do business with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choice. Uh-huh. We love choice.
Right.
Well, now we have choice if we bow down a certain way. Then we have the choice. But it's not, I mean, even eating in a restaurant, how silly is this? So we were traveling for the last 2 weeks. We were out of the country. We were in Mexico for several nights.
Oh,
and
fun.
Then we moved on to Dallas, Texas, where I met with a group of parents who want to start a parents' rights and education chapter in the state of Texas. How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
And, you know, we think Texas, oh, Texas doesn't have any of the onerous things going on that we do. Well, actually, yes, they do. They're not allowed to visit with their dying relatives in the hospital because of the COVID restrictions. I mean, this is... It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And there's a sense amongst parents and, I mean, everyone that, you know, I have a pretty good sense of reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I don't make the best decisions all the time, but given enough information, I will do what is necessary to protect myself and my family.
Right.
Okay? But now... I have the sense that they don't care what I think. They don't think I even have a brain, because they're putting these onerous restrictions that should be determined by you and me individually, based upon the amount of risk that we want to take. Where that because that choice, and you know. Our leaders, they say they believe in choice, but actually now they're really proving that they don't. They have absolutely proven that to me. They don't believe in choice. They believe in control.
That's right. And they believe that they know better somehow. And what I'm frustrated about, and even watching at the press conferences, is it's like, based on the science, But the method doesn't match what they're telling. And when I find out, and I talk to OHA, some of their press people or whatever, their media release people, and I had questions. And when they're adding presumptive numbers in, and they can't tell me which ones are for sure confirmed cases and which is presumptive, and then when I ask them if they go back and change the ones that end up being negative and they tell me no, I question everything now. I have no, and yet now they're making whole policies and changing and upending each school district and how we're doing this. And then you see these teacher unions coming out and saying, we're not going back to the classroom. It's too hard. Oh. It's too dangerous. I just don't understand it.
Okay. So here's the thing. So who is really in control? I mean, that's, we have to look around and say, wait a minute, where is the power? Where is the power? We know that parents are not welcome at school board meetings. I mean, they're welcome to come. They smile, they nod, they, you know, they come up and shake your hand, the superintendents, et cetera, et cetera. They're, you know, they're ingratiating themselves to us.
Right.
But they're not listening to us. Okay. They don't care what we think, because when we look at how they vote, and they just go ahead and do whatever they want, pretty much. And then they might throw us a few bones like, oh, well, you can opt out, and we'll let you know ahead of time, la, la, la. But they are moving forward with their agenda, okay? So we are led to believe, on the surface, that we matter.
Right.
But they're thinking, and behind closed doors, they believe that they have control of not only of the parents, but of our children. Because once those kids walk through the doors, we don't really know what's going on. And we have seen interviews of teachers, you know, on the street kind of interviews, that they're not really even teaching from the textbooks when it comes to history and civics. So if they're not teaching from the textbooks when it comes to those things, are they really following the curriculum, or do they have another agenda?
That's exactly right.
And now
right.
it's not just sexuality teaching. It's all the way across the board. And it has, and recently, as you know, in Oregon, we had an issue with Beaverton, Lake Oswego, Sherwood, let's see.
Several schools, right?
And there, I think there's another school district that had we put out an email news alert on this. They are promoting the BLM agenda or critical race theory, you know, the whole racial thing. Mm-hmm. They're saying now, well, we want to teach our kids not to be racist. And in their post on the websites, they're telling parents, teachers, and whoever will read it what they can do about the race issue. And they include telling them how to vote.
That's right.
Vote for Democrats, vote against conservatives. Mm-hmm. And if you have a choice between, you know, two people and one is a person of color, vote for that person. Vote out all white people.
Whoa. So now let me stop you there. Because listeners, do you really understand what she just said? On a public school information website, they are telling people how to think and how to vote, which is a violation on many levels of how the education. Now, just flip that. Yeah. Say if we said stuff about supporting our president and voting only Republican or whatever. Can you imagine the outrage? They're not allowed to do this. Now, step back.
Right.
Step back one more, back a little bit more in more of a helicopter view. The person, if I understand this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, the person who instigated this is tied also to the Oregon Health Authority. Is that not correct? Do you know?
I don't know specifically.
He's on the Sherwood School Board.
The individuals, but it started out in the Sherwood District where they noticed it. Mm-hmm. And then other people reported, oh, yeah, well, it's on the Beaverton. Oh, it's on their website, too. And then somebody else said, oh, yeah, well, we're seeing that in Lake Oswego. So I have to assume that this is coming down from the top and that all of these school districts are encouraged. Now, they do have some autonomy, but most of them, especially those closer to the higher population cities, are going to go along to get along.
Yes.
And so they published something that was Black Lives Matter sanctioned, I would say. I don't know even where it originated.
Mm-hmm.
But we did publish the actual specific verbiage pertaining to the recommendations about who to give money to, donate. They basically said donate to donate to Black Lives Matter, and you know the money goes to a variety of organizations. But you know that in itself is not illegal, except that it is illegal, period, for the school districts to take a biased viewpoint, a politically biased viewpoint. They are to be neutral. And of course, we know they're not neutral in the teaching, even the teaching in the classroom. These are sort of little situations that have happened. But this was very blatant because it's on their website, and it sat there for about a month.
Well, and
we're
not on those websites. People are networking behind the scenes. The educators and the people that are in the field are educating,
right,
working behind the scenes, and we're not on those websites as parents and grandparents because we're trying to figure out how to even do education at home when we're trying to work
exactly
from home and all these other things. As we continue the conversation, I want us to talk a little more on what organizations are forming and how people can get involved in the parental rights. We'll be right back after this. Stay on the line, Susan, and we'll get after this, okay? We're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together, we are stronger than COVID. Together, we are stronger than all this opposition and things that are trying to grab our kids. What are we going to do about it? You and I, we can be a part of the solution. We'll get back after it after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in on this fine day. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. And I want to thank Bill Sunderland with Sunderland Agency Country Financial for being the sponsor of the morning show. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't had that evaluation of your insurance, or maybe you're looking for ways to start saving and investing, I encourage you. Bill will be a great team member to have on your team. Some people like to have, you know, an accountant, and some people like to have, you know, an advisor, an attorney, all of those things. Well, Bill, let him be your insurance agent. He is incredible. 503-885-0789. We're continuing the conversation in regards to parental rights, your rights as a parent, and certainly if you're a grandparent, I think this is just as valid for you to equip your children. A lot of times young parents are so busy making a life and trying to keep their kids involved and make their experience so beautiful, they don't have a lot of time to get involved in education and behind the scenes. They just assume it's going to be good for them. And I know even the last few months with my daughter trying to educate my granddaughter at home and also work from home, it's a lot of juggling going on. And I've heard from some parents kind of shocked at the kinds of things the kids are learning and even starting to question. And they're even looking at ways that they could do it differently. If they're going to be the primary educator in the home and have a little more control, they're looking at ways to do it differently. And Suzanne Gallagher is on with me now, and she is working to network parents in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, but also across the nation, because there's such a need on knowing what our rights are. Talk to me a little bit about what you've been doing to help bring encouragement and facts and actual ways people can get engaged in their own districts and their community. Talk to me about that, Suzanne.
Well, you know, it's a broad subject, and so it is overwhelming, and especially for parents. And so one thing that we've added to our outreach resource is a podcast. People asked me to do that over a year ago. They said, you should have a podcast. And so I just decided during this COVID crisis that maybe that was actually something we should do. And so if you go to our website, on the home page, there is an icon there, and you just click on the icon, it'll take you to the podcast site. We've done about 15 of them so far, And please give me a little bit of grace. I've not done this before. And so I'm learning, and it's me and the microphone and my mm-hmm. and my computer screen. And so I'm learning. But
that's right.
I think this is a way, especially for parents, to get information, because I begin to realize that our website is full of information. In fact, if there's something that you're looking for, you can just go to that search bar and type it in. Let's say you're looking for an opt-out form. Just type in opt-out. Homeschooling. We do have a page on homeschooling. We're beginning to realize that what's going on in the public education system is that it's they're almost self-destructing. And I want to also make the point that this is not every single district. These are mostly in the districts that are in larger, high population areas that have adopted all of these progressive curriculums and policies. So still, there are many, and in Oregon, there are school districts that are not going along with this. So you need to access the school website, your district website, and find out as well as possible what is actually being taught in those schools. But right now, what's the big concern? Mm-hmm. Right now, the concern is school even going to open?
Right.
And when it does open, what will that look like? And how will that feel, especially, you know, for my child? Because every child is different. And that seems to be something that the public schools are not, they're not paying that much attention to the individual kids. You know, like, how are they going to deal with that on an emotional level? So what are their options? Well, as I've been watching this unfold and reading what parents are saying, what they're doing, and they're all like, well, what's going on in your school district? What's going on in your school district? Pretty much the guidelines are the same for all the districts. You can either, you know, do full-time school, or you can do part-time school and part-time computer, or you can do full-time online. Those are their three choices. And whatever it is, you have to wear a mask. That's pretty much it, the bottom line. And you have to, quote, social distance. And I can't believe I said those two words together because I hate them. But anyway, that.
Right.
And so this is not only affecting students, this is affecting teachers. And it is affecting families because they're not probably going to be allowing parents to come into the school. So how are you going to know what's really going on with your child when you drop them off at the school door? Okay, so there's that. So now what if parents cannot send their child to public school? What can they do? Well, we do talk about homeschooling. We talk about private schools. Private schools are going to be, they're going to be requiring kids to wear masks, and they're going to be doing some online instruction as well. I mean, it varies from school to school. Optional schools, right? I really believe in the creativity and the ingenuity of Americans mm-hmm. in general, mm-hmm. but more specifically in American women. And American mothers,
yes.
American families. I remember when we were raising our kids, I wanted some flexibility in my schedule. For several years I was a stay-at-home mom, but I had things to do, and with three children I couldn't take them everywhere, so I had to provide some alternative care for them when I was not there. Well, what happened? We developed babysitting quote co-ops.
Yes.
So that is a creative way of dealing with, you know, well, when I can't be there, can someone help me? Do I know other parents? Do I know other families? Can we do a co-op learning situation where, you know, they have different names for them now, learning pods or, you know, whatever. It's just people will figure it out. Why? If we have a goal and we have a need, we will figure it out.
That's right.
So, but you can't do it alone. So I guess I'm encouraging parents to take, you know, think about that. Get together with your neighbors, with people from your church, you know, like, how can we get together? And usually it's, you know, certain age groups, but there's that. Okay, next. And I don't have the be-all, end-all solution because there is no one way.
Exactly.
And that's what freedom is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should have the freedom to do this. Okay, next. If I had kids at home right now, I would unenroll them from public school now.
Right.
And the reason I'm saying that is because how are we going to let our Department of Education, how are we going to let them know how we feel? They don't really, they say they listen to us. They have these phone calls, Zoom calls, but they're the ones talking. I mean, they tell us we should write emails to them, and they're getting them. But they're pretty much going to set their own guidelines and their own rules, and that is the way it's going to be. And so how do we let them know that whatever it is that they're doing is not acceptable to us? Now, in the past, we go to the school board meetings.
Right.
But they don't listen. Okay, so what do the teachers do when they don't like what's going on? They strike.
They do. Yes,
they
do.
They strike. They don't go to school. They strike. They picket. They whatever. I mean, they let their voices be heard. They don't put up with it, right? They don't go to school. Well, why don't the parents strike?
Oh, that's a great idea. Time to unenroll your kids and trust.
Unenroll your child. Now, okay, so do you think they'll take your kid back if you decide you want to put him back in the public school? If things are going the way that you feel comfortable and you feel safe? Oh, they talk about safe, right? We want our kids to be safe, too.
Yes.
Do I feel that my child is safe in the school? Well, then I'll re-enroll them. But until that time, no way. We're talking about our children. And we're talking about things that are being said to our children that will have long-lasting effects. And by the way, we really aren't going to know everything that's being said because the teachers don't follow the curriculum.
Yes, indeed. We want our families and our kids to be safe, and there's something we can do about it. Again, Suzanne, tell me what your website is.
It's parentsrightsined.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Give us an update real soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Stacey Ann.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this day and every day. Thank you for being a part of the solution. Remember, no matter what you're facing today, even if your parental rights are being threatened, you and I, we can become overcomers, over, under, around, or through. Have a blessed day.